Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks may be 0-5-1 in their last six games, but they are ready to work to get back into the win column as they battle a team from the true north. The Jets shut out the Blackhawks in the last meeting up in Winnipeg, so the Hawks take a little revenge here tonight, and of course, the 2 points that might be available. John Whiteman along with Kaylee Chelios. Now here's Mrazek way out of his net to slap the puck ahead to the Jets line. And Kane got it in over the line. Kane took it to the slot, drops it off, they score! It's Andreas Athanasiou following up and poke checking the puck in behind Hellebuyck. And the Blackhawks take a 1-0 lead.
And they're going to take a look at this upstairs. Not exactly sure what they'll be looking for. Possibly an offside at the Jets line. That's the first thing that came to my mind, Kaylee, when that crisscross took place between Kane and Athanasiou.
Following the coach's challenge, determined the play was offside.
Well, there you have it. And you know what, Kaylee? It was the right call.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Here's a shot from the line by Morrissey. Turned out of there. The rebound, they score. In front of the Hawk net, Jansen Harkins cleaning up the garbage. Was able to shovel a backhander past Peter Mrazek. And the Jets have taken a 1-0 lead.
Poor Peter Mrazek. He just didn't see this one at all. He had no idea after the initial save he made where the puck was. He's turned around on his back, thinking it's in front of him, not expecting the pass from behind the net, and unfortunately both Kachuk and Reese Johnson are caught puck watching. Jansen Harkins all alone has all the time in the world to put that one around Mrazek.
DeMello put a pass up the right wing side where Lowry put an elbow into the face of Andreas Athanasiou, who went down and is still down on the ice. He is going to head to the Hawks bench, and I'm a little bit surprised that neither referee caught that infraction.
That's two games in a row now. Athanasiou has not gotten a call his way. That one I thought was pretty obvious, John. You're right.
It's Blackhawks defenseman Jake McCabe.
Jake, you get the goal called back, unfortunately, and then a late play with Athanasiou. How do you keep your emotions in check in both of those instances, and how do you feel you respond after that?
You just got to control what you can control and focus on the next shift. And I think we probably would have liked a couple of calls, but you can't let it get off your game, and can't be screaming at the refs and waste energy that way. I think I've gotten into that a couple times this year, and trying to be better about it.
Jake McCabe passing to the slot, Kurashev shoots, and it's off the chest. Rebound, score! Taylor Radish battling at the top of the Jets' crease, picked up a rebound and stepped it in behind Connor Hellebuyck. That's the kind of answer the Hawks needed. Two goals in 17 seconds, and the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1.
That's one way to respond. The Jets caught on their heels watching a great forecheck by that Lion. Jonathan Toews creating some chaos, and Taylor Radish finishes the job.
Caleb Jones standing at the blue line in the deep slot. He'll fire one toward the net. It just missed. Toews on the rebound. Axel Kara shoots and scores! It's a power play goal, and the Hawks climb back within a deuce, trailing the Jets. It's 4-2 Winnipeg with 4:51 left in period number two.
Right place, right time for Jujhar Kara.
Kara, he'll send it out over the center ice circle. Jack Johnson there trying to get the puck and lead the rush into the Jet zone. The time's going to tick off the clock. And the Winnipeg Jets will leave the building tonight with the 2 points they sought when they first stepped on the ice surface. In convincing style, the Jets have beaten the Blackhawks 7-2. Going to have to regroup and get ready for the Edmonton Oilers coming in here in a couple of nights.